पुण्यतमम्
पुण्यतमम्
मथोहोवनम् यत् एषः पुंसाम् ऋषभ श्रियः पति स्वजनमान चंक्रामणेन च अंशति अहो अलम श्लाघ्यतमं यदोकुलम् अहो अलम पुण्यतमं मधुर्वनम् यदेश पुंसां ऋषभश्रियः पतिः स्वजन्मना चंक्रमणेन चांचति अहो अलम श्लाघ्यतमं यदोकुलम् अहो अलम पुण्यतमं मधुर्वनम् यदेश पुंसां ऋषभः श्रियः पतिः स्वजन्मना चंक्रमणेन चांचति अहो अलम श्लाघ्यतमं यदोकुलम् अहो अलम पुण्यतमं मधुर्वनम् यदेश पुंसां ऋषभः श्रियः पतिः स्वजन्मना चंक्रमणेन चांचति अहो ओ अलम वेरिली श्लाघ्यतमम् सुप्रीमली ग्लोरिफाइड यदोहो ऑफ किंग यदु कुलम डायनेस्टी अहो ओ अलम वेरिली पुण्यतमम् सुप्रीमली वर्चुअस मधुवनम् द लैंड ऑफ मथुरा यत् बिकॉज एषः दिस पुंसाम् ऑफ ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स ऋषभः सुप्रीम लीडर श्रियः ऑफ द गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून पतिः हस्बैंड स्वजन्मना बाय हिज अपीयरेंस चांक्रमणेन बाय क्राउलिंग च अंचति ग्लोरीज ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेसेस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद Oh, how supremely glorified is the dynasty of King Yadu and how virtuous is the land of Mathura where the supreme leader of all living entities, the husband of Goddess of Fortune, has taken his birth and wandered in his childhood. In the Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead Shri Krishna has expressively given a description of his transcendental appearance, disappearance and activities. The Lord appears in a particular family or place by His inconceivable potency. He does not take His birth as a conditioned soul, quits His body and accepts another body. His birth is like the appearance and disappearance of the sun. The sun arises on the eastern horizon, but that does not mean that the eastern horizon is the parent of the sun. The sun is existent in every part of the solar system, but he becomes visible at a scheduled time and so also becomes visible, invisible in other scheduled time. Similarly, the Lord appears in this universe like the sun and again leaves our sight at another time. He exists at all times and all every places. But by His causeless mercy, when He appears before us, we take it for granted that He has taken His birth. Anyone who can understand this truth in terms of the statements of the revealed scriptures certainly becomes liberated just after quitting the present body. Liberation is obtained after many births and after the great endeavor in patience and perseverance in knowledge and renunciation. But simply by knowing in truth about the Lord's transcendental birth and activities, one can get liberation at once. That is the verdict of Bhagavad Gita. But those who are in the darkness of ignorance conclude that the Lord's birth and activities in this material world are similar to those of the ordinary living beings. Such imperfect conclusions cannot give anyone liberation. His birth, therefore, in the family of King Yadu as the son of King Vasudeva and his transfer into the family of Nanda Maharaj in the land of Mathura are all transcendental arrangements made by the internal potency of the Lord. The fortunes of the Yadu dynasty and that of the inhabitants of the land of Mathura cannot be materially estimated. If simply by knowing the transcendental nature of the birth and activities of the Lord, one can get liberation easily. But we can just imagine what is in the store for those who actually enjoy the company of the Lord in person as a family member or as a neighbor. All those who were fortunate enough to associate with the Lord, the husband of Goddess of Fortune, certainly obtained something more than what is known as liberation. Therefore, rightly, the dynasty and the land are both ever glorious by the grace of the Lord. Om Madhyanati Nirandhasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Chita Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Aho alam slagyatamam yado kulaham, aho alam punyatamam madhurvanam, yadesha pansam rishabhasriha sriyapati, svajanmana chankramanena chanchati. Oh, how supremely glorified is the dynasty of King Yadu, and how virtuous is the land of Mathura, where the supreme leader of all living beings, the husband of the Goddess of Fortune, has taken his birth and wandered in his childhood. So apparently, the ladies of Mathura also knew, maybe second-hand, about the childhood pastimes that he performed in Vrindavan. Regardless, when they simply by hearing able to understand that these activities are uncommon, they do not speculate, but rather accept on the authority that the Lord is performing all these activities on transcendental platform. Therefore, It is very glorious. This word slagya tamam, tamam means superlative. Slagha is used in two different ways. Slagya and slagha. One is indicating the glorious nature, and the glories are transcendental, so they are virtuous. They are virtuous. But material activities, however, on a gradation of super excellent material activity, actually it ends up in slaga. Slaga means infamous, inglorious. So here the word is slagyatamam. One must perform meritorious activity. One must perform meritorious activity. In relation to Lord Krishna, therefore it becomes transcendental. And that gives the glories. It's worth glorifying those activities. But material activities of so-called material excellence is inglorious. That is inglorious. Ravan wanted to be glorious by the first person to build staircase all the way up to heaven, so ordinary disqualified people can also get it without performing meritorious activity. And it became impossible. He could not finish even. He was killed before the time. So what is that glory? Man is also building, you know, the big steamship like, what's that, Poseidon Adventure, or this, Titanic. They say even God cannot sink. And in the very first maiden journey, icebreaker, or the big chunk of floating ice, sank it. Right? Now they are recreating that. Because they think it is very glorious and we can make more money than before. People are there, so materialistic, and they have so much extra money by exploitation. So what is this glory to be, enumerated? Is it to be taken into account? No. But the simple-hearted people, they understood the devotional principle which is transcendental in nature. Janma karma cha me divyam evam vetiyo tattvataha. So, when the neophytes come to understand, they said, oh no, it is simply a fairy tale. They always try to compare to the material excellence these activities of Lord Shri Krishna. Oh, how could one tame the tornado? Then Lord Shri Krishna should have come to a state of Oklahoma where tornadoes strike every other day. No. Tornadoes were present there too. But if they are destructive in nature, there must be a force. And behind the force or potency, there is a personality. So understanding the demon is present who is going to devastate otherwise. And it is an ill-conceived plan from Kamsa that he sent Dronavarta to destroy. So, transcendental situation is to be understood, and then we can accept that yes, the demoniac force is going to be counteracted by the transcendental force. How to get rid of the problem of any kind? They say every material problem has a spiritual solution, no material solution. So spiritual solution has to be considered to be most important thing. But what is spiritual? Is it religious? It is simply on the basis of belief, unproven. But if we take a transcendental nature of the solution, then the problem will be got rid of. The problem will not be there. What is transcendental? The one that is beyond the effect of three modes of material nature. It is a superior energy, and the qualities of superior energy are called transcendental. So, for the materialist, it becomes inconceivable. It's beyond the comparison with the super excellence of material nature. And so his arguments fail there. While Krishna gives the guarantee that anybody who knows my appearance and activities, which are transcendental in nature, that knowledge itself of transcendence will be the solution for repeated birth and death, that he is forced otherwise. So in that sense, those who are materialistic, the force of ignorance is so much pounding them all the time, that they are always in trouble, always harassed by these moods. And yet they want to escape by befooling that ignorance mode, and they want to explore the material nature and make them convince themselves that, oh, we are having super excellences. When this experiment was first performed, it was about 40 years back in Dallas to create a super collider to produce this God particle. It was done in south of Dallas, and with a 10-mile radius of the super collider tunnel they dig, and somehow or other they could not succeed, because at that time their super excellency was not. Only America was trying to take the credit, but they have to abandon. So after 40 years they came with a conglomerate of old multinational scientists, and they were about 3,000 in number, and everyone was contributing. They contributed money also to create this super collider for 25-mile radius. And during the process of starting or warming up exercise, what they call, they found so many obstacles. So they repaired it, yet they were adamant to make it perfect. So just to verify their own experiment, they put two super colliders within, huge, and so much meticulousness and computerized system, and cameras were super speed, pixel, everything was put together just to capture the event of the collision. And After all that is being connected with supercomputers. So, the computer will interpret and make a photograph of collision. It took so much, but yet we see they are still on the speculation level. And they say, so we came close to find this God particle, and here is the photo which was interpreted by the computers. Interpreted. They cannot see such event by their naked eyes because they are imperfect. Right? So, what glory is in there? The glory is not in imperfection. But spiritual perfection allows us to understand everything as it is. Spiritual perfection. Because spiritual perfection is come through development of the vision which is beyond the three modes of material nature. We have to see through hearing the transcendental vibrations. Hearing process allows us to see things as they are. That is Bhagavad Dharma. It starts from Shrunumantam Svakatham Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. Punya Shravana is Slaganiya. Very, very glorious. The process is glorious because you are hearing no rubbish. You are hearing the transcendental glories which are embedded in the holy name. So, more you chant, more the glory will be revealed. But such chanting, it is said that tadarajastamo bhava kamalo bhadayasche. It supersedes or subdues the lower modes of material nature and will pull you out from mode of ignorance and passion and establish you in mode of goodness. And mode of goodness is the only platform to be achieved in the material life. But yet, mode of goodness is coming near to pure goodness of transcendental nature. So therefore, there is a possibility created. And yet, in the mode of goodness and the application of the spiritual process of chanting holy name, that spiritual process, transcendental process, overpowers the mode of goodness and reveals itself. If the lower mode is utilized in the service of the superior mode, definitely the superior mode will reveal its own nature to the lower mode. So, therefore, in the material existence, we are supposed to only serve the Lord. Therefore, proper physical purification is required to come to the mode of goodness. Brahma said that it applies to me only. It applies to me also. He says that I am the incarnation of mode of passion. But yet, to understand the transcendental nature, I must develop mode of goodness. Sattvavalambi parasattvam vishuddha sattvam govindam adi purushottam. So, and the mode of goodness is conducive for transcendental process. Mode of passion is not conducive. Mode of ignorance, forget it. One cannot become a devotee accidentally, coming up from the mode of ignorance. Oh no. But he can perform, but it will take ages unless and until he comes to the at least material mode of goodness. That platform is required. What can we do? At least develop mode of goodness by following four regulative principles. It pulls out from all the ignorant activities. So therefore, we should understand that it is essential for us to come to the transcendental mode, because our original constitution of the soul is transcendental. If soul is on the threshold of the transcendence, then he can enter into the transcendental understanding of the Lord's activity. Otherwise, not possible. That is very logic, trivial understanding is there. But it is embedded in the holy name. So we conclude that the holy name is the only means and the only powerful superior energy that will help us to go and become transcendental. So therefore, knowingly, we serve the holy name. Knowingly. It's not that we have to serve the holy name unknowingly. If we serve the holy name unknowingly, then we will have to wait. So, if we are eager to cultivate the mode of goodness, then we must take the rules and regulations. We can't escape. So, logical assumption is that the process is perfect on the transcendental level, not on material level. And sometimes some people even cut short for mode of goodness. They think, if I follow these religious rules and regulations of liberation, I'll be more happy, I'll be more knowledgeable. But that is going to bind him. He has to let go. Happiness through activities and the knowledge, they are not necessary to understand the transcendental activity of the Lord. Rather, they should have the hearing process only and accepting by natural simplicity. Therefore, even if these ladies have heard it secondhand, because they were not the direct witness of Krishna Leela and Gokul. Yet they are expressing because they heard it properly. Yatha shunu. Yatha means as it is to be heard. For the purpose it is to be heard. There is a process that Prahlad Maharaj is describing. Yatha is very important. Yathavat, as it is. It is given when Prahlad Maharaj says, Naisha Matim Tavat Urukramangri. There will never be an inclination to hold the lotus feet of the Lord. In as much or for the purpose of yatha, that requires a purificatory process. So without purificatory process, one will never be able to understand. So it says that Naisha Matim Tavat Urukramangri,
What is the second line? I forgot. Something that yadartho upashamam anartham. Yadartham. Naishamatim tavat urukramangri. Do you have a verse book? In the computer, just the Srimad Bhagavatam, I think 7th canto. It says that in as much capacity the purification was intended. One will never have an idea or inclination to attach to the lotus feet of the Lord. So therefore, the purificatory process is necessary. But it can be so simplified that mahi asam yadi padarajobhishekam. If we smear the dust of the lotus feet of the great devotees, nishkinchananam na vrinita chavat. Yavat javat, yatha tatha. So, in as much purpose is there, that much purpose has the value of that process. We have to come. So the spiritual process is coming through the mercy of the devotee. The mercy of the devotee. And he imparts the holy name. He gives the spiritual process, means the transcendental process. And if we put faith in him, take his instructions for that same purpose, then naturally we will be able to catch hold of the lotus feet of the Lord. Otherwise it will never arise. So importance of sadhus are very well appreciated. And that's why, because they carry the glory of the transcendental nature. They carry along with them. Got it? No? If you have 7th canto, there are 3 verses, I think in prayers of Lord Narasimhadev. Can I have it? Yes. All right. Naishamatim tavat urukramangrim. Sprashyati anartho apagamo yad artha. Sprashyati means touching or coming closer. Where did it go? Okay. Sprashyati anartho apagamo. Anartha apagamam means subsiding the unwanted things in our life. Eradicating. That is called anartho apagamo. Yad artha. Yad artha means for the purpose of. We are told to eradicate the anarthas from our lives. So anartho pashamam shakshat. No, it's all right. I'll just take it. All right. So, mahi asam yadi padara jobhishekam nishkinchananam na vrinita javat. Says, unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely freed from the material contamination, persons very much inclined towards materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified
for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, in this way can one be freed from the material contaminations. It is the mercy of the devotees that they carry the transcendence and they instruct, come to the platform of anarthopashamam. Upashamam. Subside. Follow four regulative principles. Thank you. So, slagyatamam is a very emphatic word. It is supremely glorified. So, they say, how supremely glorified is the dynasty of King Yadu? And how virtuous is the land of Mathura? Where the supreme leader of all living beings, the husband of Goddess of Fortune, has taken his birth and wandered in his childhood. This is very nice verse. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, janma karma cha me divyam evam vettiyo tattvatah. Evam is very emphatic. Not the way I like to understand myself. Evam vettiyo tattvatah tyaktva punar deham janma neiti madni miti so arjuna. Neiti mameti. He will never come back into the material world. Then this particular example of the sun is given. The sun is ever existing in the sky, but the person who is perceiving the sun is on a very insignificant location. Because he is not moving along with the sun, he sees sun appears and disappears. But if he moves along with the sun, then? So if we are in the transcendental nature, then Krishna will be ever